Congrats, new Chase County boys basketball coach, Coach Moon. I it's safe to say and tell everybody out there listening that you are related to the new volleyball coach as well, aren't you?
Yes, I am. She is my better half.
So when she took the volleyball coach's position, did you ever think, oh, yeah, I'm going to go with her, but did you ever think that you were going to be coaching, you know, another sport there as well?
I knew it was a possibility. Our whole life, we met in a coaching class in college, and our whole marriage, we both have coached at the same time, coached sports. So, knew it was a possibility. I've been an assistant of hers before. I've coached basketball, the same years that she's coached volleyball. So we've grown up coaching together.
And then I heard the story about, you know, kids being here at what, North Platte Community College, and I put two and two together, and I said that's the reason why you're coming out to good old Southwest Nebraska. That's terrific. And boy, a lot of years at basketball head coaching job, you've had some great teams. Once again, where you're at right now, you've had some great teams you have a chance to be involved in, haven't you?
Yes, I've coached multiple, small in rural settings, even here in Utah. I've had the opportunity, like anywhere else, to coach a lot of different sports. I've been fortunate enough to be a part of a few state championship teams within the volleyball world and football and baseball world. So been a part of a few really good basketball teams as well. So it is fun.
What are their coaching duties? Have they told you what else besides head boys basketball coach? You're going to help out with a few other coaching positions as well?
Possibly. We'll see. I might be working a little bit with the football team. We're trying to get one school year over and get a move in, get there as soon as possible and get things rolling. So we're excited.
Super. And also new middle school PE teacher as well.
Yes. Going back, the last 9 years, I've been teaching reading and some things at the high school level. For 16 years, I was a middle school PE teacher. So this will be fun to get back into, out of the classroom and back into teaching PE. So
that's awesome.
I'm excited about that.
That's great. Have you had a chance to come back and meet with some of the boys at Chase County yet?
I have not. Uh-huh. I've watched a lot of film. Mm-hmm. And have two of the assistant coaches are going to – I've been in contact with them. It sounds like they're going to help me. I've been learning a little bit about the team kind of as quick as I can, and we'll be out there. We're planning on being out there for a couple of weeks starting next week. So I'm hoping to get in touch – I will be getting in touch and meeting the boys and their parents, and excited to get to do that. Like I said, I've watched quite a bit of film already just to see what we have, and I'm excited about what I see.
And I'm sure the summer months are very, very important. You're going to get a ball in your hands, get in the gym, and work a tail off, and then try to get yourself better for the season coming up.
Yeah, that is the game plan. I'm excited to get to know these young men and get establishing a culture that they will be proud of, and that the people there that support Chase County High School will be very proud of and excited to come watch them play.
Well, Coach, it's great to talk to you. I know our station over Imperial covers Chase County girls and boys basketball every game, home and away. So we'll be looking forward to talking to you and hopefully you're up for a lot of pregame talks and during the season and just talking a lot of Chase County basketball when the time comes.
That sounds awesome. I'm excited for it.